Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around. You're in the right place. This is Craig Garber, and welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 9. Today's topic, weird experiences selling gear on Craigslist. Actually, we're kind of weird enough that I do not sell anything on Craigslist anymore. If I have gear to sell, I will put it out to like a network of people I know. If none of them want it, I will use Reverb. And by the way, let me preface that with last week, I read an article about, now this took place in England, but I read an article that a number of people are starting to experience this same thing with eBay. A seller will put something up for sale, a buyer will buy it, the seller will send the gear over, and the buyer says, hey, nothing was in here. When that happens, the buyer does a chargeback, and whether it's PayPal or anything else, it generally gets that chargeback. So it's basically a way to, you know, rip people off. And I don't know how to get around that. I don't think there's any way of getting around it. That's a business risk, apparently, inherent in selling on eBay. Now, the only thing you can do is don't sell to anybody. And I don't know if they have a setting. I know they have a setting on eBay that you know, I don't want to sell to anybody with a zero feedback, but you know, you'd want to sell to somebody with a stronger feedback, like a minimum of 20 or 30 positives or 50 or whatever. Now on Reverb, I have not read anything about this, but I'd be lying if I said I'm like an all over the boards or all over reading stuff like this or looking for stuff like this. That's not usually what I do. It was like random that I happen to see this, and I think I might have saw it on Facebook, which I'm not even on very often. But so you just got to be careful in general out there, and like you know, try to deal with reputable people. And I think, you know, we all want to place some faith and goodwill that people are going to do the right thing, and I think most of the time that happens. But like any business, you're going to have some bad apples. And, you know, anyway, I just wanted to share that. So let me talk about a couple of weird experiences I had with Craigslist. So one time I had this guy come over, and I probably should have done this differently. I probably should have met him at a store like a Sam Ash or Guitar Center. I always feel awkward doing that because they are paying for customers to come in and buy stuff from them. They're not paying their exorbitant, you know, rents so that I can come in there and conduct my business on their nickel. And I know that's, you know, maybe a silly way to look at it, but as a business owner, I always try to be considerate to other business owners and try to put myself in someone else's, you know, shoes. Anyway, so this guy comes over here, and I live in a very middle-class house in a very middle-class neighborhood. And he walks in and he stops in my like foyer, you know, like the entrance. And he starts looking around. He goes, man, this is a really nice house. I said, okay, thank you. And then he comes in and he's like, he's going beyond. And he said it again two or three times, almost to the point where like he was checking the house out to rob it or something. It was just bizarre. And I think it was probably in hindsight, because nothing ever happened, it was a situation of where, you know, the guy was probably socially awkward, didn't know what to say. And, you know, I don't know what it was, but it made me uncomfortable. And I felt bad that it made me uncomfortable in a place where my wife and daughter are also living. So that was red flag number one. And another guy came over one time. He comes over with his wife, actually, which I don't know how his wife did it, because I love my wife. She loves me. We've been together for 25 years, but there'd be a snowball's chance in hell of her coming in with me to negotiate a deal on a guitar. So this situation, a guy comes in with his wife, and I was selling I bought a Les Paul. it wasn't a studio. It was like a standard, but it was a lower end standard. They came out with like for the 100th anniversary or the 50th anniversary. And it was just like, you know, the patina on it wasn't really buffed up. It was a lower end Les Paul. It was like an $800 Les Paul or a $900 Les Paul. It was literally less than 30 days old. And I was selling it for $100 less than what I paid for it. So I come in, the guy comes in and he goes, you know, let's say I was selling it for $800 and I paid $900. He goes, it's not worth $800. I said, okay, well, you know, you don't have to buy it. And he goes, no, I'm telling you, it's not worth $800. I said, hey man, I hear you. You definitely don't have to buy it if you're not interested in it paying $800 for it. And he then started getting confrontational with me about how much the guitar is worth. And I've been in sales professionally for many, many years, and I don't beat people up. If you want to buy what I'm selling, great. If not, that's totally fine. You've got that prerogative. But I think what this guy wanted to do was engage in a negotiation. And we had already done that. You know, he called me up. It had the price on Craigslist, and that was it. And we confirmed it on the phone. So I don't, you know, if you make a deal, that's it. You don't go back and make a deal after the deal. So, but he just got really confrontational with me, and I said, you know, that's it. He was actually not the last straw, because as I'm thinking of this story, I didn't go on Craigslist this time. I went on Facebook, and Facebook has these, you know, marketplace now. So I had a guitar for sale, and it was $1,350. He sends me a message. A guy sends me a message and he says, I want to pay you $1,350 for that guitar. I said, great. He said, let's set up an appointment. He comes on over and he says, okay. He goes, look, I'm going to offer you, I don't think the guitar is worth what you said. I'm going to give you $50 less. I said, so you want to give me $1,300? He goes, no, I want to give you $700. I said, what am I missing here? You sent me an email, a private message that said, I want to buy your guitar for $1,350. He goes, no, I didn't. So I take out my iPhone and I show him his message. He goes, well, I didn't send that. That's, I don't know how that got there. That must be one of those computer things. I said, one of what computer things? Like that it automatically sends out random messages to people saying it wants to buy stuff? I said, come on, man. And, same thing. The guy got really arrogant, and that was the last straw. So I will have nobody over my house ever. And I'm not a big gear seller. It was kind of like very random incidents that I happen to have this gear I sold, because I'm getting more and more where I do not buy stuff through the mail. I won't buy it unless I've played it. Now I'll go to someone else's place to check out gear, but I'm finding that as I'm growing into a more mature guitar player, I've been playing all of 2 years. It's not a super mature player at all, but I play every day and I know what kind of sound I like and don't like. And I'm finding more and more that I need to play a guitar to hear the sound. And almost more importantly, I need to play it out of my own amp, which I could bring with me, which is easy enough, you know. So, but ordering a guitar, you know, hey, we all know that you can play 10 different Gibson, you know, 2010 Les Paul classics, and you're going to have 10 different sounds. So rather than gamble on that and gamble on, does the neck feel right for me? Do I like how the separation is between each string? Is there enough room on the sides of the low and high E string so that if I'm bending the string, it's not slipping off, or my fingers aren't slipping off, or the string isn't getting caught on the edge of the neck? And a million other things, but I won't do that by the mail anymore. I need to do that one-on-one. Does it mean I'll pay more for guitar? Probably. Is it worth it? Yeah, because I'll have a lot less stress and hassles of having to return it. Or more importantly, it's not like I buy loads of guitars and I don't want to be disappointed. I'm not a guitar collector. I buy a guitar because I want to play it. Do I wind up selling it? Once in a blue moon, but I'm not a guy that just buys guitars to collect. It's not my thing. So anyway, those are my weird Craigslist stories and / Facebook and why I don't sell in a public marketplace anymore. So that being said, I only use Reverb and or preferably to put it out to my personal network first. So anyway, I hope you got something out of this. On a future episode, we're going to cover the right and wrong ways to list gear for sale, whether it's on eBay, Craigslist, or anywhere else. I'm going to give you some good tips on that based upon all the sales and marketing in my professional career that I've done over the last, I don't know, since 1989, whatever that is. So anyway, I hope you like this episode. I hope you got a chuckle out of it. And I hope if you're going to sell some gear, you don't have any idiots come over your house to deal with. And if you've got any weird Facebook or Craigslist or any kind of weird selling stories of your own, post them up on our Facebook page or send me an email and I can talk about it in a future episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyonelovesguitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.